The singing that the knight could hear came from just behind the rocks near the shore, and the girl who was doing the singing was out of sight. He led his horse, holding it by the bit and nostrils to stop it whinnying or snorting. The girl's garments were spread on a perfectly flat boulder lying in the lake. She, naked and waist-deep in the water, was washing and singing the while. The knight didn't recognize the words. And no wonder. The girl, he would have bet his life, was not flesh and blood. That was evident from her slim figure, the strange color of her hair and her voice. He was certain that were she to turn around, he would see huge, almond-shaped eyes. And were she to brush aside her ashen hair, he would surely see pointed ears. She was a dweller of faery, a spirit, one of the Tylwyth Teg, one of those creatures the Picts and Irish called Daoine Sidhe, the folk of the hill, one of those creatures the Saxons called elves. The girl stopped singing for a moment, submerged herself up to the neck, snorted, and swore very coarsely. It didn't fool the knight, though. Fairies, as was widely known, could curse like humans.